Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, January 1st, 2022. I think I got that right. So,
Happy New Year!
Oh, thank you very much. Did you celebrate the New Year by doing the crossword?
Well, I did, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't call it a celebration per se.
Ah, why is that?
Because this puzzle got me angry.
Really?
I was like not doing too well with it.
Oh.
And then Jonathan, our youngest, mm-hmm. Helped me.
Mm-hmm.
We got it. And it just turned out like this is a war between me and this puzzle.
Really?
And I was not going to relent until I had it done.
Wow.
And I did get it done.
How long did it take you?
It took me 46 minutes and 39 seconds.
See, I did this in 25 minutes and 59 seconds. Well, usually, listeners, you should know that usually I'm the one who takes a lot longer to do it. I just found this much easier than Friday's.
Wow.
So I know. I mean, 25 minutes, 26 minutes for me is, for any crosswords, not bad. For a Saturday
I thought it was super hard.
Really?
Yep.
Where were the hard parts?
Everywhere.
Okay.
So.
The crosses didn't come to your rescue?
Not in the way I would have liked them to.
Uh-huh.
But we put in all kinds of things and took them out. And put them back in, and it just took us a very, very long time. So.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But you persevered.
We persevered. So, we got it done.
Right.
But boy, it was a toughie
You demonstrated true grit.
We did.
So, okay, so hard, all tough all over. Did you, I'm going to assume you didn't know 45 across, coin featuring Lady Liberty and a bald eagle, the peace dollar.
No.
Yeah, I never heard of that either. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
How about where scenes on Tatooine were filmed for Star Wars?
Well, we eventually got that.
Death Valley.
Jonathan thought it was someplace in Asia.
Oh, uh-huh.
But then, you know, we got enough of the letters that we thought, oh, it kind of looks like Death Valley, and it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then V of Death Valley was in the middle of a great answer, 32 across, line just before a comma.
Uh-huh.
ZXCVBNM, the letters on the keyboard.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's like, wow, that was cool.
I thought that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. So one across, first person question mark. And I started thinking, okay, the first person was Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, that would be a sinner, S-I-N-N-E-R.
Yeah.
And inner was correct, just not sinner.
Nope.
Because,
winner.
Because the first person would be the person who wins.
Uh-huh.
And what distinguished sinner from winner was, and so I had one down was setting of the Robert Graves memoir, Goodbye to All That, in brief. So I had S-W-I, and I thought, oh, it's something to do with Switzerland. And but it was W-W-I, World
right.
War One.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure that was my final answer right there. So
uh-huh. I like number two down.
Mm-hmm.
Mopey Teen's Lament. I hate it here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And right next to that, can't eat another bite, no more for me.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed appropriate for a January 1st
uh-huh.
crossword. 15 across, still in that corner, like to be or not to be. I thought famous, because it was a famous quote,
mm-hmm.
but it turns out to be iambic.
Right.
And, yeah, there are just some great clues here. 7 across, backups. Plan B's.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That was good. And then, did you know 16 across, baking aisle mascot?
Yes.
Doughboy?
That is one I got right away.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then that O, the first O of in Doughboy ran into 14 down, pastry that gets pulled apart, monkey bread.
Right.
I think they've had that not too long ago.
Oh, really?
Within the last year or two.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
It made an impression on me. Monkey Bread.
I liked a 43 Across singing duet, and it was La La.
Yes. La La. That was good. Right next to that, the next clue over, it was Bartolome de las Blanc, social reformer during Spain's colonial era. It's like, really? And the answer was Casas, C-A-S-A-S. Well, that C ran into 44 down. Singer with the 1962 album Sentimentally Yours, Klein.
Patsy Klein.
And I thought, because I had line, and I thought it would be Klein, but I wasn't sure if it was with a K or with a C. Mm. So I sort of had to figure that one out, but somehow Casas with a C sounded better. Mm-hmm. 27 Across was good. Assembly at a Campfire, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
S'more.
Too. S'more.
And then close to that, 29 Across, comic strip with the 1988 collection, I Am Woman, Hear Me Snore. Uh-huh. And it was Kathy.
I remember that.
What a great title.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, there are a lot of good, good clues here. Uh-huh. I really appreciated it. Mm-hmm. So, I'm sorry you had so much trouble with it.
I thought, like, eight down, that was a toughie for me. Jordan is found on one, notably. Mm-hmm. It was a logo.
Yeah, I had enough letters that I thought it must be that Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Right.
I was thinking Jordan the country, but, you know, we thought, oh, is it on an isthmus or a... I don't know. We were thinking something geographic.
It would have to be an aisle, ISLE.
Yeah, because it wasn't on an aisle.
Right.
We knew that. But,
mm-hmm. Yep.
I do. I am happy. Nine down, yoga retreat locales. I thought ashrams right away.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I've seen that word now enough and had it related to yoga that I thought, I know, it's ashrams. Mm-hmm. But then, like, 18 down, I'd never heard of that. They're full of twists and turns. Switchbacks.
Oh, on a mountain road is,
well,
a switchback.
That's what Jonathan said. I just never heard that term.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's because you're from the prairies.
I guess. You're not used to. I've never lived in the mountains.
You're not used to the switchbacks.
Nope. Mm-mm.
So, mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I think that's probably it for the crossword.
Okay.
We did have some listener mail, though. Uh-huh. Should we go to listener mail next?
Okay.
Okay, this is actually sent a few days ago, and we're sort of slow to respond here, but this was from Amy. And Amy writes, "Hello, Gene and Mike. You still make me laugh every day. Thank you for that. And I'm like Mike, I'm a purist who does it all on my own. I just finished today's Saturday, this would have been the 18th or so, which is a proud moment for me. I love the feeling of getting the happy music on a Saturday with no cheating. Today's, I thought I would never get a breakthrough in the upper right, but eventually it came into view. I got OK Boomer earlier from the K in Think Again. I had dot and eventually just put net in as a guess. Then finally I got due time and was able to unravel the rest. I still don't know how a spree is toot, and I have never, ever heard the word stare, S-T-E-R-E, which I believe was what, a unit of wood,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. But maybe that's because I'm in Southern California and don't ever use firewood. Above is my NYT link if you want to compare times on the leaderboard, no pressure either way. Have a happy Saturday. I can't wait to listen tonight, Amy." Thank you so much, Amy. That was just awesome. For those of you keeping track of our correspondence, here's what I wrote back. "Hello, Amy. Congrats on getting Saturday's crossword done. That was tough. Great guess on .net, and we concur that toot was a bit unusual, but apparently a thing. The NY Times doesn't get too many clues incorrect, except some of the tech-related ones. They are English majors, we're pretty sure. They'd used stare before, but it has been a while. Thanks for the leaderboard link. We'll go ahead and add you to ours. Cheers. Thanks for being a loyal listener, and have a great holiday." So thank you, Amy. And for anybody else who wants to get in touch, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com.
Yes.
One last thing before we wrap it up. It is time for Jam Katwa, the Gene and... beautiful, the Gene and Mike crossword of the week. And it was a competitive week. I like today's crossword, frankly. I can tell that would not win a vote from you.
Nope.
And then we also thought that Wednesday's was great.
It was good.
But we've decided that this week we're giving the nod to Monday, because Monday had a number of different clues that began with the letters AA. Mm-hmm. So, like TV remote inserts often were AA batteries, or three-time Emmy winner for Breaking Bad was Aaron Paul. We're not sure, but the fact that the author was Adam Aronson, Aaronson, might have perhaps provided inspiration. And the revealer was Tennessee Smokies or Portland Sea Dogs, or what the answers to the starred clues compromise, double A team. So it was a clever theme.
Very.
And we figured that Mondays aren't, they don't have that much spice. You know, they're the intro crosswords for the week. And so we thought that this one deserved a shout out. So congratulations, Adam Aronson.
Yes.
You are the Jam Katwa winner of the week.
Yes.
And just drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, and we'll have that wonderful prize winging its way to you in no time. Once we figure out what that wonderful prize is. That's it for today. So thanks everyone for listening. And we will be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.